Can you hear me clearly? Hey, y'all, people over on, people streaming on the other shows, y'all. Forgive my intro. It's not the way it's supposed to be. My sound is not working the way that it should because this isn't right. But if you all can hear me, then that's fine. Hey, Blunt, welcome back. Thank you for coming back. And you can hear me, okay. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, I'm going to stop the sound. Can you hear me? Okay, so you can hear me. Okay, so, oh, this is my third restart. All right. All right, so let's see what we can do here. Okay, so, hold on, guys. I got to get myself back together. I'm kind of lost here. I got to figure out where I was. I thought I was on a roll and you all didn't hear a word I said. So I got to get myself back together. Okay. Hey, Minnesota. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for coming back. All right. So, I was talking about people who assume things, people who assume things and people who, what I want to say, I'm sorry. My train of thought is totally gone. Gosh, people who assume things and people who put you on the spot, and basically, why do they do it? You know, are people born like that? Are people who assume things like you assume that your parents are going to babysit for you, or your brother or sister are going to babysit for you, or, somebody in your family or one of your friends, has a car and you don't. So you assume they're either going to let you borrow the car or assume that, you're going to take them someplace or pick them up. And people who assume things, are they the same as people who, put you on the spot? You know, people who put you on the spot, are they the same as people who assume things? Hey, Juju, thanks for coming back. And Power Girl, welcome. And Power Girl, don't worry about being late because this is my third restart. Lizzie, thanks for coming back. So hopefully all of you guys can hear me. Okay, Juju says all yes. Okay, so, are people who assume things the same as people who put you on the spot? You know, and do you allow people to put you on the spot? And when you allow people to put you on the spot or assume things, are you giving them that legal room? Hey, Rifle, welcome back. Thank you for coming back. And people who assume things and put you on the spot, are those the same people who kind of take you for, you know, granted, you know, are they the same? So, and Bro says we are raised with a sense of entitlement. All of you guys say no, no. Okay. So, or Bro says no. So I'm, you know, what type of person are you? Because I'm the type of person where if I tell you not to do something, or if I don't want to do something and you try to put me on the spot, then I'll flip the cards back to you and, you know, kind of have to set you straight. And when people put you on the spot and you push back on them, why do they get mad? I mean, and this goes back to the assumption. So if you are putting me on the spot or trying to put me on the spot or someone else, whomever, and they push back, do you have the right to get upset? So again, I go back to, why do people assume they can whatever? You know, I've had people ask me things and I told them no or yes or whatever. It was the opposite of what they wanted me to do. And then they had someone else come and ask me the exact same thing, thinking I was going to say yes to them. You know, a couple of months ago, I told a story and Chill, he's not here, but Chill just said that I was just so wrong because I did this to a kid. Years ago when my son was, this story just, it just sticks with me because it's like, well, she shouldn't have done it in the first place. My son was in third grade. No, he was in fourth grade because he was before he was homeschooled. And a mother asked if we would be able to go to, come to a birthday party. And where they live was far. I mean, it was far. And I said, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to go. And plus, my son didn't want to go. And back then, I told my son, you know, anything you don't want to do, you know, he was always like, well, you know, I don't want them to think this. I'm like, you know, you're going to have to tell him. He didn't want to tell him. I said, blame it on me, whatever. So I said, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to go, blah, blah, blah. I told this to the mother. Later on, she sends her son around and he says, I would like to invite you, whatever. And I looked at the mother and she's just kind of standing there with this look on her face. And I said, I'm sorry, but, you know, I said, honey, we're not going to be able to come. And she got really upset. How could you tell my son no, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, why would you send your son to ask a question when you already knew the answer? Was that supposed to change my mind? Is that supposed to change everything because you send your son or you ask or you get someone else? And that's what I mean by people putting you on the spot. And then Bro says, I'm so firm that doesn't happen to you. And children are the ones who need that the most. Yes, you know, but you have parents, you have adults who put you on the spot. I know people, adults who consistently, you know, put you on the spot or try to. So are people who put you on the spot the same as people who assume? So
what do you think?
Listen to this. Do you know that most of the people who are parents in this country that have children are so accustomed to not saying no to their children that when they grow up, they look for everybody in the universe to treat them like their parents did? When if their parents taught them not to take things for granted or didn't raise them with that sense of entitlement, they would never do that. That they would never behave like that. That's a bad look for an adult.
So you're saying that adults do it because
they were children that got away with it. And they don't you know that certain behaviors in your childhood, they translate into your adulthood. This is why the Bible says, when I was a child, I saw as a child and heard as a child and all that. But when I became an adult, I put away childish things. You have to look into your life and you have to find out what are some of the things in my childhood that went with me into my adulthood so that you can begin to alleviate those behaviors from yourself. You got to become a child, the only child that need to be murdered. And I say this literally, is the one that you were before you became an adult. You have to kill that child. If not, that child will sit in your brain seat and be driving you your whole adult life. That's why some adults never grow up.
Okay, but bro, at the same time though, I don't know, because you don't think that people can learn that later in life. And when I say that, you know, it's like you people that you grew up with, they were not like that, you know. And I have even said to some people, like, now, you know, doggone well, that your parents did not raise you to do this or that, you know. And it's like, is it because you're hanging out with these people? Or is it because that you have, you're working at a certain place and your boss is doing it? I worked at a place where my manager was horrible. He was horrible. He would berate people out loud. He would scream at people, whatever. And then I noticed that the supervisors under him started doing the same thing. You know, and it's like, well, you know, just because he's doing it doesn't mean that you're doing it. And these supervisors thought that they could get away with it because the manager was. So I understand what you're saying, but I also think that somewhere along the line, people are in situations where they think that they can get away with something, or if they want something. I have been in meetings where people have literally planned stuff at my house. I am sitting right in front of them. Have planned stuff at my house, did not open up their mouth, did not say, is it okay? Is this date okay? Can we come over here? And I did not say a word. I sat there and did not open my mouth. But on the day of the event, I've had a whole bunch of people coming over my house. I did not open the door. And when I did open the door, I told them, you all sat there, planned all this stuff in front of my face, did not once at one point at all say, is it okay? Can we, whatever? No. And they stood there looking at me like, are you kidding me? And I'm looking at them like, no, I'm not.
Solid Blue, check this out. Say for instance, I just bought some brand new furniture, right? And my children, along with their friends, walked into the house and started jumping on the brand new furniture. If I don't say anything, even though I didn't tell them to jump on the furniture, my silence said that it was okay. I don't think nobody raised their children, you know, at face value to be wrong, but it's what we accept as parents that set the tone for our children.
And no, and bro, I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that there are also some children who grow up to be adults who were not raised, you know, like wolves, you know, whatever. And they mm-hmm. turn into these people who think that it's okay, and they're going to put you on the spot. I don't know if it's because of circumstances, you know, that they're in. Like I said, my manager that I had, and the supervisor started taking his lead. You have people who are like that. So I'm not denying and disagreeing with you at all that children, you know, that children can learn it. But I'm saying, but as adults, I know people who absolutely, you know, it's like your mother and father would be appalled if they saw your behavior now.
Or check this out. And you might be absolutely right, because I know it's some things that if my mom was alive today, I would get a swift kick in the behind. Check this out. Most of the things, the bad habits that we pick up in life are picked up as an adult. Check this. Do you say, for instance, you became homeless tomorrow, right? If you became homeless tomorrow with no way to prevent your homelessness, guess what you would do at your age today? You would adopt to being homeless. See, the things that we pick up as adults is a part of circumstance or happenstance. The fact that that manager hollered at everybody else, it created the type of angry environment that they started hollering at the people that was under them because they couldn't holler back at him. So everybody became angry. Wherever energy you put into a place, that's the energy that people want to display.
And this is why I'm saying that it's not necessarily your childhood. It could be the environment that you are in. If you're in if you work in an abusive place, you are either going to be that person who says, you know what, I'm just going to go to work every day. I'm just going to do my job and just get out of there. Or you could be that person who just meek and mild, and you know your boss is yelling, screaming at you, and you take it to heart and you start crying or having a fit, whatever. Or you can be that person who talks back to them. But sooner or later, somebody else is going to start doing the behavior of that other person. If you live in an abusive household, and I have two cousins who did this, and if they're listening today, I don't care because they're not allowed in my house, you know, whatever. But they were raised in an abusive home where their father was always hitting on their mother. These two men grew up to abuse their wives, and they've been married multiple times, and each one they have abused.
That's because they carry that learned behavior.
Again, I understand what you're saying, but I also think that behavior as an adult, coming into adulthood, if you didn't have all that stuff going on, if you're still in an environment where people are doing things, then you will assume that you can get away with this. You can assume that you can get away with this and put people on the spot. I mean, there are some people who, I mean, I'm pretty sure that we all know people who put people on the spot. I mean, people have come on this show trying to put me on the spot. Some people just do that. They just do it, you know, and it's no like, okay, so what are you, so you're saying this to me, and, you know, when you put people on the spot, it's usually catching you off guard. You're not expecting someone to say or do whatever they did. You can either recover from it and just go along with the flow, or you can push back. I'm one of those people who push back and say, no, I said I wasn't going to do that. Or no, I said I was going to go here. I have had people who have, I dated this guy one time who consistently asked me to come over his house to meet his mom. And I said, I kept passing. I said, no, you know, our relationship is not there. I don't need to meet. I mean, we were just kind of just hanging out, whatever. Mm-hmm. So what he does, you know, he invites me to dinner, and I said that I would meet him there. And when I get there, his whole family's there. I'm like, what the, you know, whatever. And these people are assuming that we're in this relationship and I'm just so happy that you all are together, whatever. And I'm looking at him like, you know, and I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to stay. I have to go. I'm not sure what your son told you, but no, we're just hanging out and we're just friends.
Do you know, Solid Bloom, what it is if you are dealing with a person who assumes at all times that they have the green light mm-hmm. to do pretty much whatever they want to do, that means they are working that assumption from a place of entitlement.
And do we allow that? Do we, when we do not push back, when people take us for granted, because I think mm-hmm. that people who assume things, that's what they are doing. When people, when, you know, it's like, do we allow them to do it or do you push back?
All right, check this out. Remember last week, I think it was, or at the latest week before last, you had that show that I Got Your Back show. Do you remember when me and I think it was Crazy Train was saying that some people need that proverbial or literal slap upside the head. See, if people continue to do stuff like that, sometimes even pushback don't set them straight. Sometimes you do got to smack them upside the head with a cop's nightstick. See, some people only understand certain language, and some people's language is violence. And if they are doing stuff like that, how do they see the individual that they're doing that stuff to? Because they have to see you as weak.
Okay, so again, so why do people do that?
Because ain't nobody slapping.
I'm kind of laughing here because Minnesota's talking about jujus. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because haven't anybody slapped them upside the head yet. See, when people get beat down enough, the bad behaviors that they display, they'll start curbing that behavior. People don't stop doing.
But do you think it's just a factor of people just literally being tone deaf and just being insensitive where, I mean, and I'm being totally serious here, where people just don't get it, where they think that what they're doing is okay, that they just, well, okay. So, you know, you have a car and I need to go to the store. So, you know, can you just take me because, you know, you're going that way anyway. I mean, okay. Just assume.
People who think that way, if for instance, they're 40, they didn't just start thinking like that yesterday. They have been going through that same scenario for years. And if out of 100% of people that they deal with, 75 to 80% of them go along with it, then we have fostered that person's heightened sense of entitlement. So they do that because they feel like everybody going to succumb to them. But until they meet that person that say, we ain't having that, or might even pop them upside the head, then they'll say, okay, well, that's not a, you know, I might have to switch up my method of operating with people. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I might have to switch up the way that I deal with people because that's not effective. I done got 3 or 4 knots upside my head in 1 week. See, people got to change the way that they respond to people like that, and then people will no longer do them like that.
And I agree with what you're saying, but unfortunately, you have people who don't get the memo.
Because you know why?
You have people who don't get the memo. You have people who consistently think no matter what, they're going to assume certain things that they can get away with. They mm-hmm. are going to you know, keep trying to put you on the spot. I mean, bro, I have people who assume they're getting away with things, and I don't open my mouth. I don't say one word. Not that I'm giving them a pass or anything, because sooner or later down the road, I'm going to say or do something, and that light bulb is going to click. And they're going to know exactly, you know, don't think that, you know, you're getting away with stuff, because you're not.
Solid Blue, guess what? You just made an assumption. You just said that at some point that light bulb is going to click. Don't you know, when I became a father, I was waiting for the light bulb to click to fatherhood to teach me how to be a father. Then when I got married, I was waiting for the light bulb to click on for husbandhood. That never came on. I just did everything by trial and error.
I'm talking about crazy.
The entitled people. Yes.
I'm talking about where I literally, and I can say that it's for the same person. It's for one particular person. Mm-hmm. And they think they're getting away with something. And then when I say that light bulb clicks, it's like they will look at me.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, and I look at them like, uh-huh, you thought that you were getting a way with it, but you're not. And that's when I say the light bulb clicks. I'm not assuming that it clicked. I know that it clicked. I know that it clicked.
Do you know you cannot, you have to make, when your lights come on, like if you get up at 3 a.m. in the morning and you walk into your kitchen to make a cup of coffee, because you got to be out the house by 4:30. You have to turn that light bulb on. That light bulb is not going to click on by itself. And that's how people got to be dealt with. Somebody got to click those light bulbs on. Do you know it's been boxers?
But some people can have the subtle clicks. And like you said, some people need the knock upside.
The hard knock.
Some people need the hard knock clicks. And this is what I'm saying. It's like, again, I go back to people who assume and people who just, you know, put you on the spot, are uh-huh. they the same type of people? Is that the same thing?
No, that's what I was saying no to. They are not this. See, somebody who assume would never put you on the spot. And the reason why the entitled person who assume would never put you on the spot is because they feel like in order to keep getting off the stuff that they've been getting off, they got to stay in your good graces. So
but you don't think that people who assume are entitled people, that you don't think there's some sort of entitlement there? If they're assuming that
the assumers are the entitled people. The ones who put you on the spot are the angry people. See, it's when people be putting people on the spot like that, they go to expose, they go at your jugular vein. They know you're not, they know they're not your fan favorite. So they don't even assume to get anything out of you. They just assume to make you miserable because they miserable people.
I don't know if I'm with you on that one, because I think people who put you on the spot, they do it because they want something. They want you to. If I said, you know, bro, you know, okay. For instance, how many times have people said to you, "What are you doing Saturday?" And if you say, "Oh, I'm not doing anything," they'll say, "Oh, well, then you'll be able to come to my party, well, or you'll be able to do this, and you'll be able to do that." Well, no, just because I said I wasn't doing anything doesn't mean that I'm able to do what you want me to do. I'm just saying I wasn't able to do something.
That's not putting you on the spot. That's just answering the question that they asked for you. And when they answer a question that they asked for you, then it's up to you to have the response that either A, they're looking for, or B, the one that they're not looking for. Okay, see, that's so why you got to be firm when you deal with people.
Okay, so then when I told the story of the little boy who asked me to go to his, he asked me if my son could come to his birthday party, and his mother had already asked me previously, and I already said that we were not going to be able to come, and then you send your son to ask, you know, like 15, 20 minutes later, that's putting you on the spot, assuming that you're going to say yes or cave in because this kid asked.
No, that's not putting you on the spot. That's manipulation. And well,
I see, and yes, that is definitely true. But I think it's also putting you on the spot because you're assuming that, oh, you know, that you're not expecting this question. You're not expecting this question from this person. So, you know, you'll just turn around and say yes. And then after you get in your car, you're driving off, you're going like, damn, what, you know, why did I say yes? It's like, you know, I'm sorry. That's putting you on the spot. So I will ask you, bro, what is your definition of putting somebody on the spot?
All right. Let's say, for instance, you got a female friend and she asks you for $20, right? And you say, nah, I don't have it. And she say, ask your husband. And she, you be like, nah, he don't loan nobody no money. You shut that right down. Then she come in the house about 20 minutes later, back to your house, and say, hey, either one of y'all got $20 I could borrow? That's putting y'all on the spot, because if you hadn't told your husband yet, it's almost like she asked him when you basically told her not to.
This is what I'm saying. So for this mother to send her son, or for the son, because I know the mother, that's exactly what she did, because she was looking at me while he was asking, you know, whatever. For you to send your son to ask me the exact same thing that I said to you that I was not going to be able to go, that's you trying to put me on the spot, assuming that I'm going to say yes because a child asked.
Well, you know what? If you told that child no, you did exactly what you were supposed to do, because you killed that child's sense of entitlement at an early age.
But at the same time, but not just the child, is also putting the mother on notice that, you know, don't sit up here and set your child up. Now I'm the person. Now you want to blame me because I hurt his little feelings, when it's you. You are the one who set your child up to go over into the corner and have that sad face. That wasn't me. That was your fault. It wasn't my fault. It was your fault.
But you know what? The same thing happens to a biological child when they ask their mom, can they go to the party? And they say no. And then they turn around and ask their dad, can they go? And then the mom and dad have to beef a little bit, and they're going to come down on that child real hard, because that dad going to tell that mom, if he's in an effective relationship where the parents work together against the children. Parents got to work together against the children. So when he get on them, that child about
just, but bro, it's not just the children. It is also because nowadays, you have parents who, they're worse than the kids. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes things are going on and the kid doesn't even know what is going on, and the parents are the ones who are assuming things or putting you on the spot.
Well, if
you know, you have parents that are doing, and I understand what you're saying about, you know, this childhood stuff, but you know, again, there are some behaviors that are learned, and I think people who put you on the spot or assume things are people who want something. They are people who are trying to get something from you, and they figure that if they ask you at the last minute or ask you in front of a whole group of people, whatever, then you'll cave in, you know, whatever, say yes or do whatever that they want, and that's it.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What percentage out of 100% of the parents in the world do you really believe do a qualitative job at developing their children? Because I'm gonna tell you why that's a hard one to answer
because I can only base it on me growing up and the people that I was around growing up and what I see now, because I don't know every parent in the entire world, but I know the people that I grew up with. It's like, if you got out of hand, not only were you going to hear from me, I'm hearing from the lady next door, I'm hearing from the lady across the street, I'm hearing from your father, from my father, from everybody else's father. So I can only go by that and from what I see now.
Well, let me tell you why I asked you that. Because it seems like you have a problem with putting any blame on the parents.
I don't have a problem. No, bro, I told you straight off. I said what you said when you say that people, you know, if you don't straighten them out when they're little, I said that was true. But I'm also saying that you have adults who have a learned behavior that they weren't doing when they were kids. That because they're around certain people, they have a certain job, they're hanging around, you know, their friends now. And I even said that I have told friends that I grew up with where they've done stuff. I'm like, now, you know damn well that your mother and father, that you were not raised like that. I have no problem in telling, you know, that parents, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying that, yes, you do learn stuff when you're a child. But when you're an adult, you can also learn stuff. You were not raised to be a bank robber, but if you're hanging around people or whatever, you're doing this, whatever, they may be able to entice you to rob a bank. I mean, I'm telling you,
exactly. You know, because you know,
I didn't grow up with smoking weed and stuff, but when I got to college, yes, I did.
Do you know when you are a child, Solid Blue, you learn stuff because you're either learning it firsthand or you're learning it vicariously. You're looking around and you learn it from the things that you're seeing.
But you're also not willing to say that as an adult that you can also pick up bad habits or do things or just be in a situation where, you know what, I have all this money now and I'm a millionaire. Okay, put it like this. When I first came out to California, I worked in the entertainment industry for quite some time, and I was around a lot of well-known people. Mm-hmm. And I was around their families and I was around their friends. And, you know, I was around people who were not stars then, but are huge stars now. And I saw the transformation. I saw that they were this nice, humble person. But then when they became this or got money, whatever, that sense of entitlement came in. So they were not raised like that. They were put in a situation where I have this. So you little person, you go there. And I have seen people just talk down to people. I'm like, seriously? And you just came from here? And now you're treating somebody who, you know, before they were making more money than you, but just because you got lucky, you're going to treat them like that? That's what I mean. It's not all your childhood. It's your environment, too.
When you're a child, you learn. But as an adult, you adopt to a behavior. Say, for instance, I go and get a job tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. When I went and got that job, when they gave it to me, I didn't take a bad attitude into that plant with me. But if I get inside of that job the day I start, and it's a hostile environment, then I have to be a reactionary to that hostility. If you get a job and somebody hollering at you, you got to learn how to react to that. Like you said earlier, either you break down and cry, or you just make a decision to go to work and go along with it, or see, you stand up to it. But you got to adapt to that type of environment. As adults, we adapt. As children, we learn. Like, say for instance, like I said, if you become homeless, solid blue, you will have to adapt to that.
And I may do things that I normally would not do, but I'm just, and that's what I'm saying, that when people assume things or people uh-huh. who put you on the spot are not always uh-huh. because they're not doing it because of stuff that they necessarily learned as a child growing up. That's all I'm saying. And it seems like we're saying the same thing. We're just saying it in a different way.
But Sal, you don't think that a child who got a cookie every time they ask for it from that didn't create a sense of entitlement? No, because what I'm saying they're going to become the adult that do the same thing.
I'm not, and I agree with you. I am agreeing with you. I am just saying that also uh-huh. another part of that is that you have adults who, for whatever reason, become that person who assumes or puts you on the spot because uh-huh. of their environment and from people who they hang around with, or their circumstances have changed. I uh-huh. agree with what you're saying about a child. I'm just saying that as an extension of that, the adult will do the same thing. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. You keep trying to say but the child. I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you.
No, because you keep saying that parents will say, I didn't raise my child to be like that.
Stop. Stop.
No,
we're redoing Thursday.
No, because we solid. Are. If you say something, right, that means that you are, if you say that a parent has said, well, I didn't raise my child to be like that, that means that we are assuming that they didn't. Do you know how many moms have sons that's selling drugs, right? And not only selling drugs out of their house, giving them money from their take on selling drugs. But when that child get on the stand in his trial, because the cops picked them up, do you know what she did say on that stand? Well, I didn't raise them to be. Yes, you did, because you allowed it.
Okay, bro. And see, and this is where, I mean, because I don't know people who sell drugs out of their house. I was not raised in that type of atmosphere, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if my son were to do that, I would be able to stand on that stand and say, I did not raise him to do that, because I did not. I did not. I would be one of those parents who would be able to say, you know, I did not raise him to do this. I did not raise him to do that. You know, my parents would be able to say the same thing. I did not raise them to do this. I did not raise them to do that. You know, when my mother and father, especially my father, you know, uh-huh. and I'm saying this and it's being recorded and other people can hear it, I don't care. When, because I am not a saint, when they found out that when I went away to school and that I was getting high, they had such a fit. I mean, literally, I had to listen to a lecture, and I do mean I had to sit and listen to a lecture, a long lecture, that my mm-hmm. mother consistently repeated literally over to me over the years until the day she died. Well, you remember when you did this? Well, you remember when you did this? I'm like, okay, I did it. Blah, blah. Well, are you still doing it? Blah, 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 blah. You know, because they did not raise me to do that. I started doing it because of the people that I was hanging around. I thought mm-hmm. it was going to be cool, and I liked doing it. My parents did not raise me to do that. And if my son did the same thing, I did not raise him to do that. So it is possible for parents to say, or for you to say, you know damn good well, your mama and your daddy did not raise you to do that.
No, I'm just saying that can't be the excuse.
I'm and not saying what, that it is. No, and no, and bro, again, you keep not, again, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just saying that there's another element to when you get an adult and people do these behaviors. Uh-huh. It's not because of what they did or did not learn or how they were raised as a child. It's also because of, you know, if I'm hanging out with you know, with somebody who is consistently late and you know, they don't care and, you know, they don't come late to this, come late to that, I may start getting into the habit of showing up places late because because I'm around somebody who consistently does it. They don't seem to get in trouble for it. So why not me? Why can't I show up at the job late?
And you're absolutely right. But check this out. Don't you know that 90% of the things that we do as adults, we weren't raised as children to do those things. But out of that 90% of the things that we do as adults, you got to look at the percentage of those things that you do that are bad habits.
I'm not denying that. I don't know if it's 90%. I don't know if it's 20%. Whatever the percentage is, I'm not denying that. I am, again, just saying that when you get to be an adult, you were not doing that as a child, and you start certain behaviors and you start acting, you know, a certain way as an adult, it could be because of things that happened to you as an adult. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that there's another element, you know, that is there. And again, I go back to people who assume and people who put you on the spot, you know, whether they learned it when they were younger, whether they picked it up when they got older. I'm just saying that people who assume things and put you on the spot, it's just an effed up thing to do. You shouldn't do it.
But you know what? The only thing that you can do in that situation is make sure that you don't allow yourself to be their target by calling that. If I see that behavior, I'm shutting it. I don't care if I got to put a gun in your face. I'm shutting that. You ain't just abuse. None of my kids can do it. None of my friends could do it. None of my female women could do it. None of them. I don't play with it. Do you know, when I was young, I used to walk into my house and the fish would stop swimming because I wasn't happy. My kids knew not to rush me when I got in the door from work. None of that. Because you can't have it. You got to dictate how people deal with you in your life. They don't dictate how they deal with you.
And right, exactly. So I'm saying you have people, you know, again, like me, who if you try to put me on the spot or if you assume something, I'm going to shut it down. But you have other people, and it happens every single day, people put them on the spot and they let it pass because a lot of times and most times when people put you on the spot, it's usually taking you by surprise and you're not expecting someone to say something or do what they are doing. And a lot of people just let it pass. Other people are like you and me. We don't let it pass. That's all I'm saying. I wasn't trying to go into this whole psychology of children, you know, whatever. I'm just saying that, again, people who put you on the spot and assume things, they need to stop doing it because one day, those people who have gotten away with it for so long are going to come up to a situation where it's going to be like, well, damn. And it's going to be a situation where that damn is going to be a big thing and they're not going to know how to handle it.
But you know what? We see the results of that every day.
Yes, we do.
Because every time we look at the news, we see another one bites the dust. People get murdered all the time.
No, I'm not talking about it. I mean, Well, yeah, true. But you also see situations where, you know, people think that they can go places and do things, whatever. And I mean, we see videos on it all the time. You're going to say something to somebody and you got away with it so long that next person has knocked you out flat and you are on your back.
You know what the perfect example was? Do you remember that lady and her? That lady and that man that invited themselves into a function at the White House and they got locked up as a result of that. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Like around the time when Barack Obama was the president, they just walked up in the, you know, we know better than to just walk up in the, I don't think it's that much entitlement in the world for certain people to think they could just walk up in the White House.
But it's not just walking up into the White House. Even if you are standing in line at Starbucks, you know, Target, wherever you are, and someone thinks that they can just cut in front of you, it doesn't have to be a White House thing. The fact that you just think that you are going to go in front of me, or you think that you can, that you can go first, or, whatever, it's like, that's the entitlement. That's, to me, it doesn't have to be, the White House thing. Anything of entitlement or assuming, even if it's something very small, you shouldn't do it.
Do you know, I was at Walmart one day. You know how Walmart had two counters and they right across from each other and they do their registering on the same side. So one side of the people be against the other side of the people, like they be really side by side. Mm-hmm. Don't you know this lady cut from one line to the other line in front of me, right? And she did it right before I was next at the counter. Do you know I was about to go all the way gorilla off, right? And the cashier looked at me and winked her eye. And when that lady stepped up as the next person in line, you know what that lady said? Can you please move yourself? He was here first. See, let me say this. That's how that got to be dealt with.
And right, exactly. And this is what I'm saying. So it doesn't have to be the White House or you're going, to see.
I was just saying that was extreme. That was an extreme example.
But an extreme example also is if you're standing in line at Target or Walmart and someone cuts in front of you, the fact that you're even doing it is extreme. The fact that you even have it in your head that you're going to cut in front of somebody because you think that you can, or because you don't want to wait, whatever. Seriously? I mean, bro, I travel a lot. And when one of the biggest things of entitlement that you see and where people assume things is when you are standing in line at TSA. Yes, I am one of those people who pay to go to so I can do that TSA thing where I don't have to take off my shoes and all that other stuff. And you see people, those lines are getting longer now because people are doing the same thing that I was doing, whatever. But people, it's like, literally people are cutting in front of you, whatever. And you're like, excuse me? Or they're, they're pulling that bin thing that you're supposed to take your coat off and all that other stuff, and they're just cutting it in front of you. And I'm like, excuse me, but you were back here. And they look at you like, how dare you say something to me? You actually called me out? And I'm like, yeah, I am. I mean, it is ridiculous. And this is what I'm saying is, this is not necessarily learned behavior when you were a child. These are people who live in a society now where people don't want to wait in line. They just don't want to be patient. Wait your turn. They don't want to do that anymore. They feel that, well, I've been standing here for 2 hours, so I'm sick of this and I'm just going to go, get in front of everybody else who's also been standing in the same line for 2 hours.
All right, let me say this. Do you know when people are put on the spot about their abuse, like you just said, they cut in front of the line, cut in front of you on the line, and then act like they have a problem with you when you say something to them? Do you know why they have a problem like that? They have a problem like that simply because once they do what they do, they are turned into a victim. That, do you know how often that happened? That somebody will just walk up to you and get smart with you, and then the next thing you know, they acting as if you jumped on them?
Yes.
People got all types of tricks to the trade of idiocy. Bro, this is why I don't let none of it pass.
And this is exactly, and this is what I am saying. Welcome, Dex. Welcome. And Frankie, welcome to you also. You know, this is what I am saying. This is what I mean when I say it doesn't have to be rudeness is not an extreme thing to me. When you're cutting in front of somebody or when you're walking into somebody's, people come to your house, show up at your house for a party they were not invited to, or people are doing things that just blatant stuff. You know, it's like, do you think that somebody's not going to say something to you? Do you think that, we'll just go, I know you said, don't bring a plus one, but, my husband really wanted to come, or my wife really wanted to come, or this is my girlfriend. I said, no plus one, either they leave or you need to leave. Simple. But people allow that. People allow it to slide. And that's what I'm saying. Some people run up against people who you finally did this to the wrong person and you ended up flat on your back, or you ended up dead, or you ended
up in
the hospital, whatever.
Sally Blue, the weak are always going to exist. And the reason why the weak is always going to exist is because people have somehow, especially if they classify themselves as Christians, they look at the word meek in the Bible and equate it with weak. So therefore, they don't give too much pushback or blowback because they feel like they're being arrogant if they do. People have to start, first and foremost, being raised right and educated properly. So that way they understand what's happening to them. And then that way they'll be able to take a stand and stand on it.
But let me put it like this. I can't say how they were raised, but you have a lot of educated people out here who mm-hmm. are ignorant as hell. Who are ignorant as hell. And they do things and they say things that they shouldn't do because of their sense of entitlement or because they think that they can. They
Sally,
assume that they
I gotta
can
take this call. Hold on.
Not a problem, but I will finish my thought. People assume things who are in positions of either money or power because they think that they can. Welcome, Rose, and welcome. Crazy lady, I'm sorry. I'm just not one of those people. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the Pope, the President, the Prime Minister, whomever. If you cross me, I'm going to say something. Everybody else may be able to say, oh my gosh, she said that. But if you are trying to do something, that you shouldn't do, you're assuming something. Or you're trying to put me on the spot, I don't care who you are. For me, I'm pushing back. But you have a lot of people who don't. Hey, crazy lady. Actually, I am actually going to be ending soon because I'm right at my hour mark. And I had 3 restarts today. I was having sound problems. I'm sorry, but it's in terms of the fathers in the house, your father being in the house to me has nothing to do with, like I said, if you're at the airport or you're, at the market or you're, at Target and someone is just being obnoxious and they want to cut in line. We have become a nation, a world of impatient people, where we all think that we're entitled to something. We all think that you should be able to do this and you should be able to do that. I've been waiting here for so long. Well, lady, I've been waiting here exact amount of time that you have. In fact, I've probably been waiting longer than you. So I'm sorry. I don't think that having a father in the home has anything to do with it, because I am going to say this. I know single parents I know single fathers. I know single mothers who do a damn good job, and they do a lot better job than parent than people who were raised with two parents. So anyway, bro, I'm gonna give you any last words, because we are at the hour, and I apologize for starting late, but I appreciate the fact that you guys came back after three restarts. But anyway, bro.
You don't have to make any apologies for that. I mean, half us no, came on your show late. You don't apologize. Somebody might have got on your show a half hour late. I know I got on there 45 minutes late one day. You know, check this out. Stuff happened. Do you know Sally Bloom?
Do you know?
Listen, Sally Bloom, stop playing. Listen, because you're already late. Listen, don't you know that fathers are necessary in the house? And one of the reasons why fathers as well as mothers are necessary in the house, because if you got a boy and a girl, the mother is necessary to foster her feminine energy, just as well as the father is necessary to foster his son's masculine energy.
See, now you're getting into a whole different show.
No, because I heard you say that as if fathers are insignificant.
Because I was referring to fathers in the house in terms of people putting you on the spot or assuming things. That's all I was saying. I wasn't trying to get into the psychology of a boy needs a father and a girl needs a mother. I was not going there, bro. I was just
I understand that. I just want to put that out there. People will understand that they are both necessary.
And I'm not saying that they're not. I just made the comment also that I know single fathers, I know single mothers who have done a damn good job, a lot better than people who I know who were raised in a two-parent household. And their parents were not that great. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. And I'm not getting into another show.
Okay. See, Sally Bloom, you know what you do. You run with emotion, but that's cool. I understand.
You know what? And I have been accused of that. I have had people tell me that that is a bad thing. Your emotions, bad. You know, whatever. I'm that person. Hell, that's why I have three dogs, because I see these animals and I'm ready to bring them home, even though my husband said don't anymore, whatever. But yeah, you know, I am an emotional person. I do care about what people think, even though sometimes my words may not seem that, but I do care. But I'm also not going to, I get tired of people saying, you know, two parent, you need a father, you need a mother, you need a mother. When you have a lot of single parents out there on both sides, mother, father, who are working their butts off and whose kids come out excellent, where again, you have two parent households where their kids are like, seriously? I don't like to hear.
Cool. But I'm just saying, you know, 65-70% of the men in prison come from single female parent homes. You are aware of that, right?
Once again, I am not. Again, I'm not going there. I'm not talking about that. All I did was just make the comment that there are single parents who do very well, who have done a really good job with their kids. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not talking about the kids in prison, all this other stuff. I'm just giving props to the single parents out there who have done very well.
Yes, you know, and we should commend them
what I'm doing. Because every time I commend a single parent, I have somebody else saying, "Yeah, but you know, you got 50% of these kids are drug addicts, and other people are in jail." It's like, can I just give a compliment without having the stats come up? Can I just say these people did a good job?
Solid. I'm not saying that they didn't do a good. I'm just saying we can't praise it until the statistics get better.
Well, no, No. You can't, but I will. Don't tell me what I can, cannot do. If I want to say to these people who are out here who have raised their kids as single parents and have done a good job, I'm not going to say, well, what, I can't say anything until the stats get better? That's crap. No. If you don't want to say something, then you don't. But for me, I'm going to say something. I don't care if a kid got straight F's through their entire school year, but they worked hard and on that math test, they brought home a B. I'm going to commend you for a B. I am going to say you did a good job. Good job. I'm not going to turn around and say, well, yeah, you did a good job. Yeah, but the whole year, the rest of the year, you were bringing home F's. That's messed up.
You know who would agree with you?
However you want to deal with it, that's fine. But for me, all I'm saying is I give credit where credit's due. I'm not going to give credit and then try to bring somebody down.
I'm not bringing them down, Solid Blue. I didn't say they just do horrible jobs. There are single moms that do good jobs. There are single fathers that do good jobs, but that should not be the norm. That shouldn't be the norm at all. Do you know that if
okay, but we live in a society. See, we are getting into a whole different show, and I have a Zoom call at 3 o'clock. We are getting into a whole different subject, and GB says, never use a micro argument against a macro. And Juju says, I know two parent household, father, cop, two sons robbed the bank together. I mean, there are a lot of stories. I mean, there are so many stories. I'm just saying, and I know the statistics are out there. I know that this and this. I'm just saying, I was just given credit where credit's due. That's all I am saying. That is all I am saying. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. If someone else doesn't want to give credit because the numbers are too high or you don't want to do this, you don't have to, just like I don't have to, you know, co-sign or give credit, you know, for something that you said or whatever. I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. And bro, you know, I appreciate what you are saying. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying this, that's all. So bro, once again, do you have a last word?
No, that's a lot to unpack, Solid, but we're going to have to wait till Monday. That's a lot to unpack inside of that.
Well, I'm not going to be around tomorrow. So
Solid.
I mean, one thing that I can say, and I'm watching the comments and, you know, the people who pop on my show. I have been accused of being toxic. I have been accused of someone actually said to me that people who come on my show, and I honestly, and I'm put this out there. So people who are listening, if you listen on the download, you want to put in comments, whatever. And I get a lot of comments. In my email, I get a lot of comments from a lot of people from different platforms that I'm on that people have said a lot of positive things. They say negative things. I've gotten death threats from things that I have said on other platforms, whatever, that I truly believe, whatever. But one person has said, I put myself out there. I put myself out there in public. So it's like whatever comes my way, you know, whatever. But one person said to me, and I just thought it was ridiculous, and they were strictly talking about the Podbean people. So I want you guys to tell me right now, do you think this? Because I don't think that is true. This person said to me, people on Podbean are afraid to go up against you on your show because they are scared of what you might say to them.
Well, Solid Blue, let me say this from the air because I'm the only one up here. If they listen to any show that me and you are on, they know that's not true. Do you know Solid Blue? We go at it like we got boxing gloves on. So that's definitely not true.
Well, you know, and I know that it's not. And, you know, this, you know, and I basically said to this person that that was, you know, a bunch of crap. But, you know, my show is a controversial show. I talk about things. I mean, there are things that I really want to talk about and I don't. So I go on another platform and I do it. There are a lot of things that I'm involved in where I'm on other platforms, where I on other shows and things that I'm, you know, I am an activist and things that I do. But, you know, for my show, I talk about different stuff. I talk about a lot of different stuff that to me that needs to be talked about. I mean, some of the stuff, you know, sometimes we're having fun and stuff, but I like to go there. I like to go there because I think I don't want to be on a show where everybody's like, yeah, I mean, everybody's not going to agree. Everyone is not going to agree with what I say, what you say, what whomever says. And that's fine.
Solid? Like, and I'm being sincere when I say this, most of the people that could sit back and critique you in the comment section, they cannot do what you do. And the reason why I say that they can't do what you do, because if they could do what you do, they wouldn't be critiquing your show. They'd be having their own. And they'd be worrying about how their show is doing and how many people are coming to their podcast. See, that's what real players in the game is doing. They're showing. Do you know I never worried about how people did their podcast? Because Sally, when I was doing mine, I was doing my podcast just well. Just well, had everybody coming in my chat. So, you know, I can't critique your chat because I was too worried about doing my show. So most of the people that can critique you are not doing what you're doing.
Well, I don't care if people do. I mean, I truly don't, because I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to do me. I'm still going to be true to who I am. And what you guys see is what you get. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a faker or anything like that. I mean, what you all see is what you get. I'm a very direct person. I try to be on purpose because I don't want people to come back and say, you didn't tell me why didn't you say this, or why didn't you say that? There are, you know, I'm that person who will say, I'll drive my own car because I want to be able to leave when I want to leave a place. I don't want to have to rely on someone.
Exactly.
If I do ride with someone and I'm ready to go, I will make other arrangements to leave. If I don't want you riding with me for whatever reason, I will tell you why. You know, I have people who I will not pick up, or they want to, if we're going someplace and they want to stop by my house and whatever. No, I'm not waiting for you because they're consistently late.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, and I tend to tell people, you know, again, if you ask me a question, I will give you my answer. I'm not going to give you the answer you want to hear. If you want to hear another answer, don't ask me. And if I ask you a question, I want your honest answer. Because one thing I hate is for people when I ask them something and they don't tell me. And then later on, they'll say, well, you know, I was going to say something, but that's bullshit to me. If I'm asking you something and I truly want to know, tell me. But I can guarantee you, if you ask me something, I'm going to tell you. If you ask me, you know, how do you look in those jeans? And I'm just like, well, you know, you shouldn't wear those. You should probably try them on again, or try on another pair. And you're going to get mad at me because I said that they were not becoming. Don't ask me anymore. Do not ask me anything. But I have been told that I'm toxic. And I take that, you know, I must be doing something right.
I think I know who said that. Solid
and
don't,
and, if you get it back, and do not say any names. Do
I'm
not.
Say, but I think I know names. Who said that.
You know,
because
but
I heard y'all argue before.
You know, but I'm not. But I'm not. You know, it's just something that I'm just not. You know, I'm just not. You know, I appreciate when I say that I appreciate you guys coming on my show. I truly mean it. I truly mean it. I know I come on in the middle of the day. It's 1 o'clock here in California, and I know for you know a lot of you guys, you know, it's the end of the day. You all are at work. You all are picking up kids from school. You all are doing whatever. You all do not have to come and sit and listen to me. And to the people who may not come on the show, but who have literally made my YouTube channel really grow and the amount of hits that I'm getting for and the amount, it may not seem big for other people, but for me, that is good, you know, who listen to me on other platforms, the other shows that we have, you know, the fact that you guys are still coming back, some of you, to Friendly Differences since, you know, I have another host. Which we will be on Saturday, this Saturday, 12 noon Pacific. But, you know, the fact that you guys listen to me, you don't have to. You don't have to. You all can do many other things. You can all can say, screw Solid, you know, whatever. I don't want to hear whatever. You don't have to. But the fact that you all did, the fact that I had to restart this show 3 times because I was having problems with my sound and you all came back. That means a lot to me. It truly does. Because you
Solid.
Are
the let me ask you something. Am I toxic?
No.
And the reason why I say that, because if you're toxic, I must be toxic as well, because you got enough toxicity to keep me coming back. So I don't understand what's going on in this world.
Well, and I'm looking at what GP and Crazy. I'm looking at what all of you have said. You know, and I'm looking, you know, and Frankie is over here on TGY on YouTube says, never been afraid to go up against you on topic. You are respectful and understand others' opinions are valid in their mind. You know, and Frankie's, she has to find her phone. She wants to come back to popping, but Frankie has lost her phone, but she refuses to buy another one because she knows it is somewhere in her house. But anyway, you know, I just try to, you guys, I just try to just put on a show, have a show where, you know, one person said, who doesn't come on the show anymore as themselves, they come on as other people, said Silas over there, you know, talking that racist shit, you know, but I talk about things that are going on in the world. And yes, racist and racism, it exists. If you really want to hear what I'm saying, when I'm really being me, go over to TikTok, you know, so then you can really hear what I am saying. You know, I'm just trying to be real. I'm glad that you all are not Stepford wives or Stepford people where everybody acts the same and does the same. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different opinion. Everybody, you know, people were raised different. They come from different backgrounds. They do different things. They have different jobs. I appreciate all of you. But it's the, you know, but when people start acting crazy and say things that they shouldn't and do things that they shouldn't do, that's when I'm on a different platform saying what I'm saying. But yeah, so bro, I mean, I've always in enjoyed you, and you took a step back from my show, and I understand why. I'm not going to mention any names, but I totally understand. And I remember the exact show where that happened. I listen to that show sometimes on a repeat and I shake my head. That is one show that completely got away from me. And that show was a clusterfuck. It was a total clusterfuck, but I did publish it. I ended up doing a part two to that show because of the way, whatever. But I understood why you took a step back. And I'm glad that you found your way back, but just know, I've never ever had any animosity towards you for taking that step back, because that show and what was said on that show, it was uncalled for.
I know. I remember that show like it was yesterday. Let me say this, Charlotte. And the only reason that I responded the way that I did that and what I thought was in defense mm-hmm. of you, because I don't like when men aggress towards women. If you ever notice, I have never aggressed toward any woman on your show. Men, see, I'm the type of man that even if a woman, you know, totally disrespected me, I'm not looking for a fight from a female. I tell her, go get your husband, go get your brother, go get your dad, and let some men swap that out, because that's how that's supposed to happen. You know, so that's all, Sally Blue. You know, I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan. Because
I'm telling you, I am glad. I am glad that you came back, and I have mentioned you many times over the last 6 or 7 months to Shy Lady, saying, you know, and we have both said that we hope that you come back, but I totally understand why you left, because like I said, that show was a clusterfuck, and it is the only show that got away from me. And when that show was over, I was like, I said out loud, what the fuck just just happened?
Your reaction to the whole scenario, it kind of took me for a loop, because I never saw you like that before.
Everybody was screaming and yelling, and you know, I never allow that in
myself.
Never allowed that. And the MS were flying and the bees were flying. And I mean, everybody, I was like, oh my God. And, you know, every time I tried, you know, it's like one comment was made by one person, and that just took everybody, because I was even getting pissed. I was like, are you serious? Whatever. And so, yeah. So bro, again, I understand why you left, but, as you know, there have been some adjustments, but I'm happy with my show. I'm happy with my show. I'm happy with the people that come on. So anyway, I have a Zoom call at 3 o'clock, which is in 15 minutes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. And Juju says it was a shit show. Sorry. It was a total shit show.
Yo, so, yep. Juju was there.
Juju was there.
She was there.
She was there. She was there. And Frankie said, she's on YouTube. Frankie said, I was there.
Definitely. Frankie was there. Frankie was at every show. Remember Frankie.
Anyway, y'all, I'm going to take y'all out with a song. I'm going to take y'all out. Now, I usually don't like playing rap, because rap tends to be in N-word music, and I don't like that. But I'm going to take y'all out on this because this is, let's see, do I have a download? Yes. This is the only rapper that I like when I can get around the words, but this particular song I really, really like. So just a combination of everything that we talked about. I know we got off topic, whatever. And y'all had to listen to me say whatever I said at the end. But I'm going to take y'all out with a little bit of Tupac.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Place hate makes disgrace to races. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. It's both black and white, and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes guilt to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed, and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but you're staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids,
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can't a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. Gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back, cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tap, 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 tap.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Some things will never change.
And guys, on that note, I hope you guys have a pleasant evening and weekend wherever you are in the world. We will be on Black Cabinet Education and I, a.k.a. DA Select. We will be on Friendly Differences on YouTube on Saturday, April 8th, 12 p.m. Pacific time. And we will be talking about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. So, yeah. So until then, as far as this show, I will be back on Monday, but I will probably see you around Podbean because I will definitely be popping in on this crazy show. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.